WEEI Afternoons on a Tuesday afternoon. If you're looking at my camera on Twitch, you can see a portion of a flowery shirt that might give you an indication of Ted Johnson being in the house here in the studio, powered by Verizon. Nick Fitzy Stevens is crying himself awake, not to sleep yet. He can do that later because, Fitzy, that's where we're starting. That Garrett Crochet performance was as deflated as Tom Brady's head on his statue. That was, and I think it's because I fell for the banana in the tailpipe. It started off with what I expected it to be. He's great. Bregman hits a bomb, and it's like everything is right in the world again. And then 2-0 became 3-2, became 5-2. They're hitting Crochet, and I'm like, oh, wait. So I had to worry about Bayo and Giolito. If you remember, I asked Christian Arcan, which of those two guys, your number 2 and 3 starter, you're more worried about. And now, post-trade deadline, Post didn't get Joe Ryan or really a true starting pitcher. Sorry, nope. Dustin May. Truth, mean it. You have to watch Crochet go out there and, by his standards, kind of spit the bit. And now this goes in conjunction. I can't remove this from the idea that they've managed him for like a month. So you manage him, manage him, manage him. And then the manager says, nope, now we're good. Now we're no holds barred. We're full speed ahead.
Full throttle.
And Crochet goes out there. And I give the team credit. You lose 7-6. The team showed some fight. But 4 innings pitched, 7 hits, 5 earned runs, 5 Ks. And, you know, Jordan Hicks, as he is wont to do, gives up another couple runs and you lose the ball game.
He's excellent. I got to say, he's
at what? I need you to clarify that. I'm sure he's excellent. All human beings, I have this belief, all human beings are excellent at something. What is it you'd think that Jordan Hicks is excellent at?
Throwing the ball very fast and not knowing where it's going to go. And also disappointing fans of his, especially when he's been recently part of a significant trade package. As far as being a portion of the yield or the dividend and not delivering on his end of the bargain. Yeah, he doesn't, he's not good. His numbers since the trade are, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, yeah, terrible. Yeah, like he's really, really not been good. But you know what you kind of know what you're getting more often than not with Jordan Hicks, just kind of like you kind of know what you're getting more often than not with Garrett Crochet. And I hate to tell you, I know you sometimes like to play this game. This is how I felt going into last night's game, and I hated being right. Somebody was kind of due to get smacked around the ballpark. And if there was ever going to be a time, it was probably after he dominated the Astros previously up in Boston to go down there and get knocked around. And it was just going to happen. The guy couldn't go the entire season without laying an egg, Andy. It was bound to happen at some point.
And now you know who has the longest losing streak in the American League?
With all of 3 games?
That's your Boston Red Sox. Longest losing streak in the American League. And
we're focusing on now?
You know who's no longer in the first wild card slot? That'd be your Red Sox. You know why? Because the Mariners are good. Because the Mariners, correct me if I'm wrong, the Mariners were, what's that word?
Active.
Oh active? I was going to use another A word, aggressive. But yes, the Mariners were that.
Involved?
At the trade deadline, they did things. They tried to get
ambitious.
Better. And it has paid off. They are now winning, and they have confidence, and they are moving up the standings while you're moving down the standings. And in conjunction, as I mentioned, so on Saturday, I had to watch Giolito not issue 1 walk or 2 walks or 3 walks, but 4 walks in a row. Helped you lose.
Crapolito, for sure. Yep.
He's already got a nickname? Crapolito? Wow, you Boston fans do turn on guys fast.
Just like on a moment's notice, on a dime.
You sound like DB behind the glass, Dan Ball, ripping Giolito. Then on Sunday, I watch Bayo, who's been really good for most of the year.
Not so great, though.
Nope, he was not great on Sunday. And then your ace, your stopper, right? You got a 2-game losing streak, so in comes Garrett Crochet. A white horse, white hat. He's going to save the 4
big
innings.
Big country hoss. Yeah.
Excuse me, 4 innings? Did you say 4 innings you only pitched and you gave up 5 runs? You gave up more runs than innings for me tonight?
Yeah.
So is there legitimate concern, not so much just about Crochet? Because I know Crochet, it could be a one-off, as you mentioned. He could have been due for this. I believe he had won 9 straight decisions, was rolling. He was going to have one. He's not perfect. It's too hard in Major League Baseball to be that. I will say I've had people say, did you think the Astros knew what was coming? Is it possible that the Red Sox, Astros, tipping pitches, stealing things, fiasco, that maybe the Astros had an idea what Crochet was doing? But bigger picture, are you worried about the starting rotation suddenly after three straight losses?
There's every reason that you could or should be, because after Walker Buehler, everyone has pitched, had a bad start. Like, nothing has looked good the last week or so. And on top of it all, Andy, who are you going to call? Who's going to be your stopper now? Who are you going to call on? Like, you got bad start from Bayo, bad start from Giolito, bad start from Crochet. Your big three went 0-for. Walker Buehler gave you the only good start of the last week. And now who are you going to lean into? You going to Dustin May, Kyle Harrison? Are they going to call up old Dickie Fitz? I mean, who's
Toley?
Who else? Yeah, are you calling up Peyton Toley to the rescue?
Yeah, we're going to just put everything on his broad shoulders as he makes his way through the system.
Yeah, you should be a little worried
pace.
About that. I still think it is more probable than not they'll secure the third wild card spot. But as far as being anxious about the Red Sox being able to hold their getting after the American League East, this is not just one bad game. This isn't like, tough weekend. The other team's really good. They got the best. You're like, no, this is a trend. These guys might be getting tired. And if you need someone to step in for them right now, guess what? There's no one back to your old Matt Patricia sweatshirts that Juju Smith-Schuster was wearing. No one's coming to save us.
And I do think the one thing that is fair is this is uncharted waters for Giolito and Crochet, at least recently for Giolito. He misses last year, so now you're like, how many bullets does he have in the holster? Has he used all the bullets for this season? And then you go to Crochet. He is truly in uncharted waters. He's trying to be a true ace, a workhorse, late in a season. I know he pitched last year the whole season, but it was all about monitoring his pitches and his innings and four innings max and all these different things. Now, supposedly, if you listen to the manager, because of the way he's been monitored or managed pre and post All-Star break, he is supposed to be a full go now. Except apparently the full go last night looked a lot like a White Sox game. Only four innings because he gave up those five runs. And I think it's safe to say just didn't really have it. Like they were getting the better of him. He didn't have it in that matchup. And, you know, I heard, I forgot who, might have been Middlebrooks on the Nesson broadcast, was like, well, if you want to look for a silver lining, at least you pulled him after 80 pitches or whatever the number was, so you didn't tax his arm very much. You pull him real quick here, and it helps him in his next start. Yeah, that's, I guess, a silver lining, but that's a silver lining that's a struggle to reach because you've now lost three in a row. And now
I'm thinking about my now, not my future. If you're Andy, if you're now into, if we're prioritizing heavily load management and how many pitches and what the effort is or what the cumulative effect of this season is on Crochet, then how do we know he's not just going to go come postseason? All right, here we go. It's going to be, I don't know, Sox Blue Jays or, you know, Sox Astros in the playoffs. And here comes Crochet and he goes 2 1/3 because he's wiped out and gives up six runs. Like, that'll turn a series on you real fast.
So the good news is you made it through the trio of Giolito, Bayo, and Crochet with zero wins, which earns you the right to hope for a win tonight with Dustin May on the mound for the second time in a Red Sox uniform. How you feeling about that?
Are those actual words of English that just came out of your mouth?
Yes, Dustin May.
The good news is that your big three went 0-for.
Yeah.
And now Dustin May to the rescue.
That's right.
Oh, so I see what we're doing. We're trying reverse sarcasm as a new man.
Or we're trying, this is an opportunity for Dustin May to maybe build a relationship with Red Sox Nation, right? To earn some rapport with his teammates, comes up in a big spot, gets a big win, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, Dustin May, big trade deadline addition. He, when we needed him, he went out and gave us a big.
When's the last time he did that? 2018?
Yeah, it might be a while. I mean,
over half a decade ago?
Yeah, it's
when Dan Ball was still in kindergarten?
When Dan Ball was still positive about the Boston Red Sox, back before he became the DB behind the glass, every time we bring up Drake May or the Red Sox here, the heel turn of Dan Ball. Yeah, that was back then. But I've told you this, Fitzy. I believe this team ebbs and flows with emotion and with momentum and vibes. And they had an opportunity last night to have a really vibe-filled game when Bregman hits that home run early. He gets the standing ovation. It was actually really interesting. I heard Millar talking about it on the broadcast that he gets the standing ovation, and then Carlos Correa gets the standing ovation. Two, like, favorite sons of Houston get their standing ovations, and Bregman did his job, and then Crochet and the bullpen. And by the way, the bullpen matters. We can kind of laugh off Jordan Hicks here, but Jordan Hicks goes out and gives up two runs. What was the final score?
7-6.
So you lost by
7-6.
So even with the egg laid by Crochet, if the bullpen picks up their ace and does their job, maybe you still win that baseball game, but that didn't happen. Because the lineup showed fight. The team showed some fight. You even had a late home run from Roman Anthony, something that I think we'll get into a little bit later. Some power from there. Toro hits one out of the ballpark, which...
He obviously heard me giving him the business yesterday. Good on him.
And you weren't the only one. People have turned on Toro, and he's like, that's some bull. I'm going to hit a home run. See what I did there? Toro is a bull.
No, my goodness. Wow. Mark that one down.
What would you say your concern... Two questions here. What would you say your concern level is, 617-779-7937, with Garrett Crochet? If we ranked
Are we doing like a 0 to 10 type of thing?
Absolutely. 0 to 10 concern level for Garrett Crochet.
4.5.
4.5. I'd go a little higher. I'd go 5.5. And it's not the performance as much as it's the performance on the heels of the management. I still think they had some... I'm not saying he was dealing with soreness. I know they kept telling us it's not physically related, blah, they're just being smart, doing different things. I still think you have to tie that all together. You managed him for a month, and then he goes out and lays a stinker. So I'm going to say mine would be a little higher, probably 5, 5.5. I'm not jumping to conclusions. We'll see what the next start brings. And then the second question that has to go in conjunction with that, 617-779-7937. What is your confidence level in Dustin May to go out there tonight and be your stopper and be the guy that turns it around for this rotation that is spiraling in the wrong direction right now?
Okay, I'm looking up the temperature right now, and absolute zero is -273.15.
You are that down on Dustin May? So they're going to have a four-game losing streak. Yes. They're guaranteed tonight to have the
I'm pretty sure.
Longest
That's a good
losing
lineup.
Streak.
Longest yeah, I know Alex Cora tells us all the time, we got a good baseball team. Yeah, you do. A streaky one at that, that, like you said, rides these emotional ebbs and flows and waves. Why would you have it? Let me ask you this in return. What would it be, aside from blind faith? And yes, I know sometimes great journeys begin with blind faith in a single step. But what is it that would convince you, besides just pure nonsense and a blind faith gesture, that Dustin May can get out there and be your de facto or default, you know, stopgap stopper tonight?
This may fall under sort of blind nonsense or whatever you want to call it, but I always go back to James Earl Jones in Field of Dreams when he goes, that's baseball, Ray, that's baseball. I feel like that's baseball. When you expect Dustin May to suck and Houston's a good lineup and you expect a three-game losing streak to turn into a four-game losing streak, baseball, like God, just wags its finger and says, no, you know what we're going to do tonight? We're going to have Dustin May go out there and give you like 6 2/3 innings of one run ball and wow people and change the whole perspective, because that's what baseball is. It just when you think you figured out the game of baseball, I feel like it kind of kicks you in the cojones and tells you to recalculate your figures. So, yes, that's a little bit of blind faith. But, hell, that's all I got right now. They've lost
but
three in a row.
A lot of bullpen the last couple of days. So, like,
yeah, that's why he's going to go 6 2/3.
This. OK, if this happens. I mean, you can almost name your price. There's no chance. Less than 0% chance.
Wow.
Dustin May goes 6 2/3, 3 runs or less. Zero.
You know what? I learned a lesson. I learned it in person. A couple weeks ago, Fenway Park, I showed up with 0.0 faith in one Cooper Criswell to
You're
do the job.
You're not Criswelling this, are you?
He went out and he did the job. This team, if they want to be special... And if they want to go where they keep telling us they're going to go to October, and they want to prove that they, you know, have vibes and have metal and have all these various things that make up good baseball teams, go out tonight. Dustin May, find a way. Red Sox, find a way. Now, maybe I'm being overly optimistic.
Find a way, Dustin May.
Find a way to win the game. If you got to win it 13-12, win it 13-12. If you want to win it 2-1, win it 2-1. But go find a way, because that's what good baseball teams do. That's what decent players do. And Dustin May, you want to make some fans here in New England. Maybe get Dan Ball to come to your side of the street. Maybe get Fitzy to give you
more than a 0.0% chance to help this baseball team. Go out and prove it against the Astros in Houston tonight.
I do have a quick question for the stats and information department, if Dan Ball can come upon this information, regarding our level of concern for Garrett Crochet, which I put at a 4.5 out of 10, Andy, a 5.5. Always Price Is Righting me, just going one up. Dan, what did Crochet's velocity top out at last night?
It was still relatively similar, mid 96 mile an hour on the fastball. Looked like some of the breaking stuff was a little bit harder. The one thing that jumped out, he barely threw his sinker, and I couldn't tell if it's because it was getting crushed or if because they were trying to change up the usage a little bit. So that was the only real outlier I found.
All right, go back to not changing up the usage because it didn't work last night. Maybe go back to what works that earned you a spot as a all-star and one of the best pitchers in baseball, Cy Young candidate. 617-779-7999. 93.7, taking your phone calls, reacting to the Red Sox three-game losing streak, losses by Giolito, Bayo, and Crochet. How do you feel about that? Are you concerned about your ace? And how much confidence do you have on the newcomer, Dustin May? He was brought in to do a job on the trade deadline, and, well, he's got a big job to do tonight. 617-779-7937, taking your phone calls next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, the DB behind the glass, has what's trending.